So instead of writing Loi Chamor Echod, which is mashma only a chamori didn't take, they wrote Loi Chomat, he didn't take anything. Right, the pasuk says Ashecholak Hashem Ulokecho Oisom, and we have the pasuk says Lechol Amin, and they wrote in Lehoyer to make light, so people shouldn't think you're allowed to be able to avoid the Zora. The pasuk means no, Hashem just made it for light for them. The pasuk says Vayelach Vayavod Elohim Achirim Hashloit Tzivisi Leovdom. We just have the word Loit Tzivisi. They added in Leovdom, like to explain what the Yisr is not to worship them. Vayitav Kisvoloi Etzira Saraglayim. When they wrote down the animal that were Tameya, they left out the word Harnevis. Why did they leave out the word Harnevis? That was her name. They should not say, the Jews are making fun of me. They put my wife's name, Harnevis, in the Torah. So therefore, they did not write the word Harnevis in the Torah.
That Talmi and Melech shouldn't come to make fun of Klai Yisrael, and the Talmi would have given big tzaras to kill them out, so by the Pekuach Nefesh, they had a right to change around the Torah. But once the Torah was written down in Lashon Yevonis, from then on the Chum said it's mutter to write in Lashon Yevonis. But only Lashon Yevonis, no other Lashon. Even the you only have a heter to write it only in Lashon Yevonis, no other language.
That a Sefer Torah has to be written by Lashon Ashurus, the only ksav you're allowed to write it is only Lashon Yevonis, no other ksav. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What's the reason why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel makel to write it in Lashon Yevonis? How come this one Lashon has a heter you're allowed to? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Yafta Lakim Liefes, Vayishkan Biol Hashem. The Hashem like will broaden the Yefes, and he'll live in all Hashem. So we dashing like this. Devorah shall Yefes yield b'ol Hashem. The language of Yefes sometimes will be able to be used in Eilash Hashem, which is like the Yidin, the Klai Yisrael, the Sefer Torah. So we're allowed to write the Sefer Torah in the Lashon shall Yefes. V'yema Gremer Mogel. How do you know Dafka of Yefes? Maybe of Gremer Mogel. Maybe their language is also you could write it. Amar v'chiyam Araba. How do you know time? But this is the reason. Because the pasuk says Yaftel Lekim Yefes. So we dashing Yefes means Yaf Yusav shall Yefes Yehe B'yol Hashem. The beauty of Yefes, its Lashon should be in Er Lashem. Like Rashi says, Hu Lashon Yovan, Lashon Yofa Mishel Kol B'nei Yefes. That was the nicest Lashon for B'nei Yefes. Therefore, Davka Yevonis, it was mutter to put in Er Lashem to write the Sefer Torah in Lashon Yevonis also.
It has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. But the kasher is, how do we know even Lashon Yevonis also is mutter? So that's this new heter, Yaftel Kim Yefes, Yishma Lashem, Devorah Shal Yefes. That means the Lashon of Yefes, the beautiful Lashon of Yefes, is Lashon of Greek, Yiyu B'Yol Hashem. We could also use it in Ol Hashem by the Torah. And Moskash, Haim of a Goy Gomogog, how do you know it means those two Lashonis? Maybe it means Goy Gomer or Mogog. That it says, Hanan Tam Lechsev, Yaftel Kim Yefes, Yaf Yusuf Shal Yefes. It means the nicest Lashon of Yefes, Yiyu B'Yol Hashem. And the nicest Lashon they have of all B'nai Yefes is Lashon Yavin.
So therefore, that's Pshat in the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel, that even though Svarim are supposed to only be written by Lashon HaKodesh, he holds a Lashon Yovin is Mutter. Now, Lalocha is brought down that we don't use Lashon Yovin anymore, therefore I will say for Torah is only written by Lashon HaKodesh. Now, this is Reb Shimon Gamliel's Halacha. Before the Brisa said the reason why they use Lashon Yovin, because of the Mitzvah of Talmi HaMelech, that was Reb Yehuda's Sheet, and Echonamik. Reb Yehuda is a different Sheet, though. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, Midiraisa, you're allowed to use Lashon Yovin, but all of the Lashon is Taka Arosa, the Dafka was Lashon Ashuris, it has to be written.
Yeah.
Does he hold that if you write in Yovin, it's going to be Dafka?
No.
You can just write.
Oh, yeah, man. That was only a special thing they did in Nevada. The Rashi of Torah was right that way. Right. Ein ben koyim meshuach b'shemen amishcha lemruba begodim. There's no difference to a koyin that became a koyin godol because the shemen amishcha, they poured the shemen by Moshe's time, they had the shemen amishcha lemruba begodim. This man later on, the second bias, they didn't have any more shemen amishcha. They didn't have the special oil for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the stam made a koyin godol. In fact, he wore 8 begodim lemruba begodim. What's the difference? El par habua kol amitzvus. Special korban, what he has to bring. Rashi says, "Ruba begodim kahanim sheshim shuvabayis sheni." In the base of mitzvah sheni, v'yap bayis rishim yemoshi shayol velach shenignas kluches hashem in a mishka. From then on, they didn't have the shem in a mishka,
So what's the difference between the two Kohanim that was there in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon or the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni? Parabu HaKol HaMitzvahs. That means Kohen Mashuach, Shohoiro Heter Bedover, a Kohen Godol, the Paskin Heter, Shez Doine Korus. Such a thing that now the Klai Yisrael, if they would have done it, the Zodern, to be Chayav Korus. The also Kohen, and they did it now, Beheter, because the Kohen Godol Paskin is Mutter, Lochur is Mevi Par. They have, the Korban has to be a Par. Shenemer Yimakrein HaMashiach Yechtu HaShemam. So this is the difference only by Meshuach, by Meshuach, and not by Ruby Begodim. That's the difference. El Apara Boa Kol HaMitzvahs. Fighter, Ein Ben Koyen Meshamish Le Koyen Shover. There's no difference between a Koyen Godel that is doing the Avodah right now, or a Koyen Shover, means that the Rashi says, Koyen Shira Boy Psul. The first Koyen Godel had a Psul is about Keri on Yom Kippur. Or Minu Achatachta, the appointed second one to take over. The Yovab Suloi, then the first one became Tor from his carry. The Chozal Abados, and the first one came back to be the Kohen Godom. The Vi Rabu Achrov, so they took Tachtov, they took away the second one. He is Arishan Korim Mishamish. From now on, the first one is called during the Avoidom. The Yasheni Over. The second one was only there to take over. That one day, he's called like Over. He went over already. What's the difference between the two of them? El Apar Yom HaKippurim, the Asiru Sefer. The Par Yom HaKippur, only the Kohen Godel as Mishamish, he brings it. And the Asirus Reifa, every single day also, only the Kohen Godel as Mishamish does it. But for all other halachas, even the one that's over, also has a lach like a Kohen Godel. Shrashi El Par Yom HaKippur, Sheyev Shel Hov Yishnayim, you can't bring two of them. The Chayin Asirus Reifa, Chavit, Kohen Godel, Shebechol Yoyin, Sheyev Shel Yishnayim, you can't bring two of them. So the equal one is the Kohen Godel as being Mishamish. But the other one, for all Shara halachas, also has covered like the Kohen Godel. The moral Indian Par Yom Kippurim Vi Asira Saifa Zeva Ze Shovin Shrasha Lechol Devrayim Zeva Ze Shovin Vi Yimbol Akhtin. So yes, it should be different here. What? The first one. You're right. Holin, right. Going back to the race, the beginning of the Mishnah, right? Ein Ben Koy Meshurach B'Shem in the Mishnah the move of the Godin. Mashmol Indian Par Yom Kippurim the Asirus Sefer Zeva Ze Shovin, right? And even the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the Kohen Godel only had Ruba Begodim, also brought the Yipar Yom Kippur. And he also brought Asirus Sefer every single day. As the Chur Maslis and Loik Rav Meir, Mishnah doesn't go like Rav Meir Shita. The Rabbi Meir, Atani, we learned, Meruba Begodim, Mevi Par Abor HaKol HaMitzvahs. The Rabbi Meir, a Meruba Begodim does bring a Par HaKol HaMitzvahs. That's Rav Meir Shita. For Chom HaMaimrim, Eini Mevi. He don't bring. So, at the end of the Mishnah does not, then, of course, going back to the illustration, it says, Ela para boa kol mitzvah, that's the difference. That para boa kol mitzvahs, Shuach brings, and Meruba Begodim does not bring. So that's not like Rav Meir Shita. Because here Rav Meir says, even a Meruba Begodim, even the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the Kohanim Roni, Meruba Begodim, they also brought this para boa kol mitzvahs. The Chom Maimon no Eini Mevi. My time with Rav Meir, what's the time of Rav Meir? The time you learned like this. Moshiach, the Pasuk says, only Yellow Meshuach, only B'Shem and Amishra. Only means the Kohen Godel that was appointed because they first put on him the special oil that was made from times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meruba Begodim Minayin, how do we know even later years, after Yeshayo, when they didn't have any more the Shem and Amishra, when they appointed the Kohen Godel's family was different because he wore more Begodim, he wore Meruba 8 Begodim. How do we know he also had the special Alocha, if he passed in the Alocha that it's Mutter, and everybody listens to him, and they did in Aveira then, that the Korban is a Par? Talmud Leima HaMashiach says an extra hey HaMashiach. It's like a ribui. Not only Mamash HaMashiach, nor even anyone that's the Kohen Godel is the Mayakim that like Rav Meir. Chur Al Mishnah Avizai goes not like Rav Meir. As Al Mishnah says, a Meruba Begodim does not bring a power. Not like Rav Meir. Mar, if so, Ein Mesef. What does the Sefer of Al Mishnah say? Ein Ben Kohen Mishamish. That's the only difference. That the Kohen Godel that's not in position now, he just can't bring these two. For everything else, even the second Kohen Godel is also Shova. Is also the Rav Meir, that goes here like Rav Meir. The Tani we learned like this. Ira Boy Psul, a Kohen Godel on Yom Kippur became a Balkari. Something happened to him. And he couldn't do the Avoida today. We appointed a second Kohen Godel to take over. Now, after Kiyam Kippur, when it becomes Torah, the first one, is Rishon and Chazal Avodosai, the first Kohen Godel goes back to do the Avodah. Sheini, the second one, Kol Mitzvahs Kuna Gedor Lo'olov. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. That type, all Mitzvahs Kohen Godel applies to the second one also. even though he's not the first in charge now, but he has dinim of a kohen gadol. Rabbi Yosi Yaimeno, Rishain Chayzel Avodosai, true. The first one goes back, he's the Kohen Gadol. Sheini, the second one now, Ein Aroyu Loi LeKohen Gadol, Loi LeKohen Hedyot. He's worse off now. He can't do the Avod like a Kohen Gadol, and not even like a Kohen Hedyot. V'yom Rabbi Yosi, Maisav Rabbi Yosi Ben Avilam, Mitzipori, Shira Boi Psul BeKohen Gadol, the fact that the Kohen Gadol became about Kerry on Yom Kippur, or Minu Tachtav, and they pointed the second one instead of him, or Bomais of Nechachomim, and later, there was a machlokes between the two of them, who should stay in charge, who should be the Kohen Gadol. For Yomu they said, Rishon Chayzel Avodosai, true, the first one, now that you're Tor, you go back, you're the Kohen Gadol, you can do the Avoida. Sheini, the second Kohen Gadol, Ein Aroy, he's not fit now, Loi the Kohen Gadol, he can't do the Avoida, but Torah's a Kohen Gadol, he can't wear 8 Pagodim now. He can't do the void even like a Kohen Hedget. Why not? Kohen Gadol Mishumeva. True. Midiraisa Avada, he was a Kohen Gadol, he should have the Kedusha. But Midirabonon Dol Mishumeva, we're afraid there'll be hatred, there'll be fighting between the two of them. We can't have two Kohanim Gedolim. So therefore, the second one now, you can't do the void like a Kohen Gadol. You're not allowed to wear 8 Pagodim. Kohen Hedget, why can't you be a Bezoi? Good, you can't be a Kohen Gadol. But let him go down to be a Kohen Hedget. Teretid, Mishum Malim, Bakoydish, Lemaridim. You always go upwards and not downwards. So once he came upwards and got the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, he can't go down anymore. So merely he can't do the Avod like a regular Kohen Hedget, and like a Kohen Gadol, Mishum Eva, the Chum said he can't do it either. So Bezoi, the Chur Shreal Mishnah, how Mishnah Bezoi says what? Ein Bein, Kohen Mishnah, as you say, that he could do the Avodah. So if he could do the Avodah, that's like Ramey is the one that said the second one could do the Avodah. So the ratio is not like Ramey in the Sefer, you're like Ramey, it's a like who is our Mishnah? Ramey attacking the ratio argues. And the Sefer is you're like Ramey, so Sakasha, how's our Mishnah go like? So my answer is, Reisha Rabbanu v'Seif, that's the Kasha. Reisha Rabbanu v'Seif Rameya. The Reisha, like Rabbanu v'Seif Rameya, it's a Kasha. In one Mishnah, you don't say like that. It's one Mishnah here. Rav Chizda in, Chiz says yes, anybody have to say like this. Reish Rabbanu Sefer Meir and Echanami, even though usually you don't say like this, here there's no way you have to talk. The Reisha that says that Ein Ben, there's no difference, Ella Parabo, that a Kohen Merubah Begodim doesn't bring the power, that's not like Rameya. And the Sefer goes like Rameya. Reb Yosef Amar no Rebbe, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. Hatayi v'nosav lo alibet tanoi. Rebbe has the right to bring that alibet the tanoim. The Reishitak he holds not like Reb Meir, and the Seif he holds like Reb Meir. But it's not a stira to say that the Mishnah is two different tanoim. That's worse. Would rather say the Mishnah goes according to his Rebbe. Rebbe made up this Mishnah. No v'nosav lo alibet the tanoim. Rebbe holds in the Reisha like the Rabbonin, and the Seif he holds like Reb Meir. That's where he brings down both dinim. There's no difference that Bezman didn't have the Beis Hamikdash, even Bezman the Mishkan, when they had a heter to make the bomas, when you have a right to make a boma, there's a boma gedolah, that's like the base, that's like the makam amikdash, and then there's a boma ketana any person can make privately. There's no difference. El psochim, only a korban pesach, that's the difference. Shrashi and hefresh b'shas heter abomis. The boma gedolah zem is beach shemoisha. The oidoy benoy v'given. The Benoit were given, Moshe made a big bomber there. The bomber ketanim is beach shayachit, shakol yachim yachim reiser, bomber yatsme. A korban pesach is the difference. That a korban pesach is only brought on a bomber gedolah, not on a bomber ketanim. Zeh aklal. Kol shul nidov v'nidov korba bomber. V'chol shein la nidov la nidov, ain't a korba bomber. Shashi bomber ketanim. Kol shein la nidov v'nidov bezvachin alfa perek basim. Hey, it's a korban oila, korban a dove that you want to bring, that you can bring on your bomber ketanim. Mashenk and a korban that's a chayiv to bring, you can't bring an abama ketana. That you can only bring an abama gedolah. So since psochim is a chayiv to bring, it's not just time you have a right to bring it. There's a chayiv to bring it. So in a chayiv, a korban that's a chayiv, you can only bring an abama gedolah and not an abama ketana. Gemara says psochim the sulai, only psochim is the only difference and nothing else. And the Gemara Eima came psochim. It means anything like a korban pesach. In other words, any korban that's a chayiv, a chayiv for you to bring, you can't bring an abama ketana. The only thing you can bring an abama ketana, private bama, is nedavos, things that you don't have to do. If you want to bring a korban nedavos, shlomo, or an oila, you can bring in your own backyard, in your own private bama. Is mani who does our Mishnah go like Rabbi Shimon? Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Titani would not like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Av Tzibor lo hikrivu elef sochim v'choyv shekvu lem zman. Av v'choyv shen kvu lem zman, hoch v'ochu lekorv.
So, Rashi Mani Masira said the Tony the Bomek Tano and Korv Bo Shum Choyva. V'yomah the Bomek Gedola Lo Yadifu Minei El Bechoyva Sakvulam Zman. You have this difference now, Mishnah, that a Bomek Tano is only Nedorim Nedovis. A Choyva can't be brought on a Bomek Tano, and the Choyvas have to be brought on a Bomek Gedola. And even on a Bomek Gedola, it's only like a carbon pesach that has a Zman Kavua. Now the thing that's not a Zman Kavua you can't bring. As Reb Shimon he, the Yom Perek Vasa Dizvachim, Av Tzibur, even a carbon Tzibur, like Riva Vabama Gadurla Shum Chayva, El Psachim, the Chayva Sakful Hem Zman, Av Chayva Shen Kful Hem Zman, who go in Par Helam Dover, like we had before. If the Tzibur did a Chet, and they have to bring a carbon Tzibur, Par Helam Dover, they did an Avera, or else the Siri Avoy Dezora. If the Tzibur worshipped Avoy Dezora, that there's a special carbon Tzibur to be brought, Hocha Vachal Lekarim, both places, even the Bama Gedola also can't be brought, because the Bama Gedola only has the right to be brought Kabonis, like Sachin, that's the Zman Kavua. There's a time when it has to be brought. Mashaykh in Syria, boy, there's no Zman when it should be brought. Abukhid Rabbanan, the Hossam, Loim Tukma Maslisin, to Amri, the Rabbanan over there say, Kol Shat Siba Makrivim, Biyar Moyot, Shabbat Midbar, Makrivim, Biyar Moyot, Shabbat Gilgul. They held no, the Bama Gedola. The Chomashit there is any Chayva that Tzibur has a right to bring in a Bama Gedola. V'yafilu Parelam Dover. V'matnisa Katani Pesach G'yotzebim. So that's why our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon, not according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, it's not only Psachim that could be brought, but any Korban Tzibur has a right to be brought in a Bama Gedola. Our Mishnah says Psachim, it only goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shittim, that even a Bama Gedola is only Mutter, a Korban that's a Chayva, and it has to be Kvua Lehem Zman.
Alright.
Go ahead.
You hold the testum obeys the bottom Mishnah. Ein ben Shiloh liyushalayim. There was no difference between Zman they had the Mishkan and Shiloh, the Yushalayim to Yushalayim, Elasheb Shiloh, Oichlin, Kodeshim Kalim, Omaise Sheni, Bechol Haroy. By Shiloh, that had the Lochon like the Makam Amigdash, that Yulari, Kodeshim Kalim, or Omaise Sheni, Bechol Haroy. Any place that you could see Shiloh, the Mishkan of Shiloh, you're allowed to eat Omaise Sheni. Rashi says, Bechol Haroy. Any place where you are in Eretz Yisrael, if you could see from that place Shiloh, you have a locha like as if you're in Yerushalayim, really, that you're allowed to eat kochim kalim, you could eat maaseh sheni. The parak vasa the zvachim yalav time. The gemara in zvachim learns that how we know a pasuk to know that in the mishkan Shiloh you could eat the kochim kalim as far away as long as you could see Shiloh. Maashenke in Yerushalayim. Once we came into Yerushalayim and we made the base of Migdash, then the loch is Lifnim Menachoyim. The only place you could eat Kotchim Kalim or Maisesheni is only inside the wall of Yerushalayim. There's a Kedusas Yerushalayim, and that's called the Makam where you're allowed to eat Maisesheni. Outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat Maisesheni. Vekan, both places, whether by Mishpah Shiloi or Yerushalayim, Kotche Kedoshim Nechon Lifnim Menachoyim. That if you have a kochim, lamashla korban oilam, or koachatis, you can only eat the meat inside lefnim menakloyim. Means inside the curtains of the either the Mishkan by Shiloh, or else inside the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kedushah